Pray with me. Holy Spirit, as you spoke through your prophets, God, as you spoke way back at the beginning, as you've spoken to your people all throughout time, speak now. Speak through your words and change us and move us, and speak through mine that they might be your words, and continually form us into the image of the one who died and rose for us. In Jesus' name, amen. If you can see that, read it with me. It's the main verse we're going to look at today. In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times in various ways, but in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Words. God speaks words. So finish the saying. Sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can. Is that true or is that false? It is, isn't it? Heard it a lot and might even said it, but that's not true at all. Words are powerful. Words have great power to do great good and have power to do great evil, don't they? A cutting offhand remark said in anger can sting possibly for years. And also the encouragement from a trusted friend when you needed it most can also sustain you for a very long time. Words matter. And words have, in a sense, the power to kill, but they also have the power to give life. Words can hurt, or words can heal. And on a very basic level, throughout all the Bible, especially in the New Testament letters, talking to churches, how we speak to each other matters. How we as a church, how we as people talk to each other, it matters. And it matters because God created words and God speaks, and most importantly, God's words matter the most. You see, we have a God, we take this so for granted, that we have a God who speaks. And we do take it for granted very easily, but God speaks. One of the very first things you learn about God, if you open up your Bible to page 1, you learn that God speaks. Genesis 1, verse 1, in the beginning, okay, there's a beginning, and God's there, nobody else is there. In the beginning, God created, God creates heavens and the earth. Get to verse 2, earth was formless and void. Get to verse 3, and God said, let there be light. God speaks, and stuff happens. Out of nowhere, out of nothing, God speaks and gives life. So one of the very first things you learn about God, if you just start reading the Bible from the beginning, is that God speaks, and that God speaks and gives life. Now, when God speaks, as we're looking at the prophets today, prophet window, prophets often have harsh words too. So when God speaks, God often speaks in a few different ways. Sometimes we say God speaks in law and gospel, or God speaks in judgment and grace, or expectations and fulfillments. But God speaks. And sometimes God has to say a hard word to kind of unsettle our hearts so that we really hear the soft word and trust and believe and follow God. But God speaks from the very beginning to creation. And then the first people he creates, he speaks to Adam and Eve. Then Cain and Abel. And to Noah, God says, you know, some crazy things. Hey, Noah, you know, build a big boat and I'm going to save the whole world through it. And because God spoke to Noah and he trusted, that happened. God did save humanity. And then God speaks to Abraham and says, you're old, you have no children, yet I'm going to make you a father of a great nation, and your descendants are going to be more than the stars that you can see. And then God speaks to Moses, and through Moses to say, let my people go and to lead them out of slavery. God speaks through so many people throughout. We take it for granted in our scriptures that we have a God who speaks through kings and priests and prophets and many prophets. God sends so many mouthpieces because he wants you to know that he loves you. And speaking is a part of a relationship. You don't have too much of a relationship if you can't communicate. Now, I realize that some people don't have the ability to, but speaking, communicating in some way, God clearly communicates in many ways, but he speaks because he wants to know you and wants to tell you that he loves you. And so even when prophets give hard words and God gives hard words to its people, it's because God wants a relationship and wants really for them to know how much he loves them. Why does God say, don't have any other idols? It's because they're going to take you away from God, and God loves you and wants a relationship with you. God wants to give you life. So let's look for a minute at the rest of those verses in Hebrews 4, the second ones we looked at. I know it's hard to see some of them. Come on, phone. Kent, tech problems, Kent. Come on. There we go. No. There we go. Don't read that. Just follow along. It's kind of small. But that's verse 4. It talks about God's word as a sword. For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. That's why it's up there. It penetrates even the dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow, judges your thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended to heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we don't have a high priest who's unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way just as we are, yet he did not sin. So then, let us approach God's throne of grace with confidence. Not God's throne of awe or glory or fear, it's his throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. God speaks. And what God wants to give you when he speaks, the first thing is this. Come on. No, that's not. God wants to speak and give you life. And where does God speak most clearly? Jesus. God himself, God incarnate. God wants to speak and give you life. So what does Jesus say? What are Jesus' words that give you life? Jesus said in John 10, the thief comes, that's the devil, to steal and kill and destroy, but I have come that you may have life and have it abundantly or have it to the full. Jesus wants to speak to you and give you life. When Jesus heals somebody, he says to one person, he says, rise and go, your faith has made you well. Not the power of their faith, but the one who had the power, who they had faith in. It's Jesus. Or he tells other people possessed by a demon, he says, be clean, meaning get out. Or Lazarus, who had been dead for a number of days and in the tomb and decaying, and Jesus stands at the tomb and with his word speaks, Lazarus, come out. And he comes back to life. Jesus is God who speaks and gives you life. When Jesus teaches, he gathers his disciples at the very first time in Matthew 5 and begins what's the most well-known sermon that Jesus gives, the Sermon on the Mount, and the first words of that are, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you who are downtrodden and beaten and feel down. In many ways, Jesus says, I am with you. Then later in Matthew 11, Jesus says, come to me, all you who are weak and weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. God speaks and gives you life. Or maybe Jesus' most famous words, John 3. For God so loved the world that he sent his only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. And then the very next verse says, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world. God speaks from the beginning, speaks most clearly in Jesus, and gives you life. And in giving his life, he even then speaks forgiveness to you. When Jesus is hanging on the cross for you and for me, he says, Father, forgive them. They don't even know what they're doing. Jesus gives you his life and gives you life. So let's look at our verse again. Speak this with me if you can read it. In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. God speaks most clearly through Jesus. God speaks and gives you life. Saw this already with our tech problems. God speaks and also guides your life. He doesn't want to just give you life or some eternal ticket to heaven and say, you're on your own for the rest of it. No. Jesus guides your life. God speaks and gives you life. God speaks and guides your life through Jesus. A few weeks ago, we looked at the baptism of Jesus, where the voice of the Father comes down and says, "This is my Son. Listen to him." So that's what we do. When Jesus says, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is right here," we do. We know that that will bring us life. Jesus tells his disciples about what it means to follow him. He says, "Whoever wants to save their own life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me and the gospel will save it." He's not just talking about dying, he's talking about living. In following Jesus, you may feel like you're losing a part of you, but what you're gaining is your actual true self, that you will find true life in Jesus. Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd, and I lay down my life for you." That's giving you life. But he also says, "I know my own know me, my sheep hear my voice, I know them, they follow me. I give them eternal life, and no one can snatch them out of my hands." He is the good shepherd who guides and protects. And then a few chapters later, Jesus says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Now remain in my love and keep my commandments, and I'm saying this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be full." Then when Jesus rises from the dead, he speaks these words to his disciples. He says, "Peace be with you," which is why we say those words a lot to each other. And he says, "As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." So as God speaks and gives you life and guides your life, we are sent. We are sent into the community and into other places to show other people what Jesus is like. And so then it makes perfect sense that Jesus' last words to his disciples are, "Go and make disciples everywhere, baptizing them and teaching them everything I have taught you." God speaks. God's word is powerful. And here you get the whole sermon diagram in one slide. Write it down, scribble it, take it with you. God speaks and gives you life. Not just eternal life, but daily. God forgives your sins and gives you the life that we have in Jesus. And also, God speaks and guides your life. Let's speak the verse one more time. "In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son." He has. God speaks and gives you life. God speaks and guides your life. And so may God continue to speak through Jesus to you and give you life and guide your life. So let's pray. Lord Jesus, you give us life, you guide our life. And we need desperately both of those from you. So we pray that you continue to come near to us. Continue to bless us with your presence. Continue to send your word. We thank you that we do have your word and that it continually changes our lives and the lives of others. We thank you that you would call us your children, you would call us your sheep, that we know that you want to protect us in body, heart, mind, and soul. We thank you that you are also the healer and the giver and give us all good things, that all we have are gifts from you. But Lord, you also ask us to bring all things that we have on our hearts to you. And so hear our prayers, whether we speak them out loud or silently, hear the prayers that we bring on our hearts today now.